My Talkers, we have a special guest, a nice present for you guys. Stephanie Hansen is hanging out with Julia today. We've got a lot of fun things coming up this hour, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Okay, thank you, Grant. Thank you, Grant. Thank you, Grant. Okay, so let's see here. Did you guys, have you played Wordle yet?
Okay. No.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you.
I want to.
Okay.
I looked it up. I was there at the spot where you play Wordle. I read the directions, and this is, you know how I can't read directions and figure out what I'm supposed to do by reading those directions. I can't, like, figure out how to play board games by doing that. I can't figure out how to do technology by doing that.
So you're an observational learner.
I need to, like, watch someone or play it and have someone tell me, and okay, then I remember.
If you were with our friend Lady Di this weekend, she can find a visual for everything, because we were playing spades at the cabin, and every single one of us had a different version of how to score spades, how to play spades,
sure,
and we had a weird number of us. And so it was so funny, but she would just look it up and show us a video on it. So I don't know if there's one on Wordle yet, but
there probably is.
We all got immersed into it.
Was it Lisa that brought you down the Wordle hole?
We went down the Wordle hole. And so there's different things. Wordle is not an app. It's a website.
Yes.
And it's powerlanguage.co.uk/Wordle. And it's just one a day. And you get five tries to get a word with five letters in it. And it tells you pretty quickly right away, this is a clue. If anyone plays Wordle, you can call us and weigh in, 651-641-1071. But so there's, my friend, Lady Di, looked it up, and she said a really good word to figure out what vowels are in the word to start with is ado. A-D-I-E-U, if I'm spelling it right.
Uh-huh.
Which I kept spelling wrong, but. So it gives you almost all the vowels except for an O right away to figure it out, and then you go from there. But
so if you were to say ado, it would fill in the vowels in the words.
It would say if you have a letter that's correct in the word, it's green.
Got it.
If it's in the correct spot and the letter's correct, it's green. But if it's just a correct letter, it's yellow.
Okay. That helps me.
And then you go down to the next row. And so you know you've got an A in the first spot, and you've got an I in it somewhere. And then you start doing five-letter words, and then you keep...
Aside.
Well, there you go.
See, I would be good at this if I could figure it out, because I love
you can do word
games.
I am horrific with words. But I...
Me too.
Sat last night, so Brittany is taking a tub. Last night, our Brittany, and I'm sending her screenshots, and I'm like, give me a word as we're watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake. And I'm doing that, and she goes, what are we playing? What do these colors mean? I'm just like, give me a word, give me a word. And so it was very funny last night, so we're doing this. So if you download this app, you can do more than one word. And I got into it last night, and I'm like, I've got to stop. It's Wordus. W-O-R-D-U-S.
Okay.
And so... I didn't do it today, but that's kind of how it starts, Stephanie. You can look at this right now. It's obsessive.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do this. I like word games.
And
I play the New York Times Sudoku every day. I like to keep my brain going.
Oh, no. It is something. And we all went down it, and then it's a challenge. But Wordle times you. And you only can do one word a day. So everyone knows what the word is. Everyone is playing it. And you only get one word. So it stops the compulsiveness of people just doing the one word.
Which I love that. Yes, because the person that invented it knew this and did it that way for this reason. Because wasn't it it was the Candy Crush guy that kind of went crazy?
Because everyone was too obsessed.
He made a ton of money, but it ruined his life. And he felt horrible that he invented this game that everybody was tipping over and couldn't recover themselves.
And I do think people are...
I'm still playing words with friends. I'd like to call out a public invitation for anybody to
there
find me.
There you go. I was a kid.
Stephanie
that?
Prince.
Yes. And I love we've been caught up in Wordle for like the last 2 weeks. Can we just go back to words with friends?
We can, Grant. You and I can play. P-R-I-N-T-Z. Stephanie Prince.
I will find you. Because I'm a good old Scrabble word with friends.
Are you guys good? I'm so bad at that.
Oh,
your brother's really good.
I know.
I played with your brother until he stopped playing with me because I think he was better than me.
Well, he has little patience when he excels. I'm just teasing. I'm teasing. I don't know, but I thought I read something that the guy who had a website like Wordus or Wordle or something, he says he's making all this money because people are downloading the wrong thing or putting the wrong app on, and it's
bet.
So he's going to just donate all the money back to some good cause.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and he's only made like $2,000 or something, but he's like, everyone is obsessed with Wordle, and, you know,
end
up with all this different stuff. But it's,
don't you want to know who the guy is that invented Wordle?
I feel like we learned about him 2 weeks ago, and I've already forgot, but he's American, and so one day... One of the words was flavor, but somehow it was spelled differently in the UK. And then it was
created a big hubbub over the flavor.
Oh,
it wasn't flavor flavor.
They thought he was English. You know, they thought he was from England because the website is .co.uk.
And there are words that are said.
Theater. Think of some that are spelled differently.
Yeah, and just like the vernacular is different.
Mm-hmm.
We're
Lori
watching.
Lori wants us to watch. They start saying whilst. Whilst.
Oh, we're not going to say that.
No, I know that.
We're
okay, what are you watching?
Well, she told me to watch this show called Chestnut Man.
Oh, I loved it.
I loved it until the middle, and then I didn't love it, but then I had to get to the end.
I thought that was a good one.
Some of these procedurals, like the first four episodes are amazing, and then it's like they have to keep going to get to 10, and so they sort of do all these like side roads that you're just like, why are we going down this side road? But then they come together at the end. So, yeah,
it's that one, though. That one I thought was good.
It was good. It was scary.
It was very scary. And I don't
know. Did you watch The Fall with Jamie Dornan? That's two seasons. Oh, Julia.
Serious?
Yeah. The Fall. Gillian Anderson and Jamie Dornan. I talked about it with Lori when I was here. It's only two seasons. He's a serial killer.
Oh, geez.
And it's just dark and dreamy and weird and good.
Oh, we've got so much more TV and movie reviews coming up, but when we come back, we've got random thoughts.
Oh, yeah, I got some randoms.
With Steph.
I have work-life balance tips.
Oh, fantastic. We'll be right back.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. All right. We've got Steph here with random thoughts. Grant, let's see.
Let's see.
We're getting all random?
We're getting all random.
Hopefully.
Okay. Everyone, not everyone, but a lot of us are having trouble with work-life balance because, let's face it, we're working,
in
eating,
our life,
sleeping, living, all in the same room, usually with the same people. And boy, it's going on 2 years.
I'm so glad we get to come to work.
Oh, you guys, in the beginning, I was so jealous.
That was what saved me.
Oh, I did not leave the house for months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I was so grateful.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So
tell us.
If you are looking for ways to improve your work-life balance, I am here for you in this episode of Random Thoughts.
Tell us what we're supposed to do.
Okay. Accept, this is one of the things you have to accept. Accept that work is never going to love you back. It will demand as much of your time and energy as you can give it, but it will never be satisfied. It will just suck you dry. And it will just keep going. So you have to find a way to balance things. And instead of just talking about it, how busy and stressed out you are supposed to do something about it by doing something to improve your work culture or by getting concrete action points out of your boss about how you should prioritize your work.
Okay.
It also says find sources of satisfaction outside work, which would be my number one answer.
Exactly.
Hobbies, volunteer work, religion, whatever. Okay. Number two, taking time off can be a great way to recharge, even if you don't think you need it. No one's taking time off right now. Have you figured this out? Now, you guys are radio station people, so when you're not on the air, you're taking time off is kind of... It's either all or nothing.
It is.
I haven't taken like literally an entire day off or I haven't done something at work or looked at my email for almost 2 years.
I did that over Christmas break. It was wonderful for the first time.
I'm going to do it next year.
I did it over Christmas break.
Not even social media for 2 weeks.
No.
Not even to pick up my phone.
I'm telling you.
I used to have to do it when we would travel sometimes because we'd be in the Caribbean and you wouldn't have service.
But now the damn service is everywhere.
Yeah. So you're
just... They get you everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. It tracks you. Okay. Taking time off to recharge is very important. So just do that. If you're salaried, don't feel pressure to work extra hours. I could never... I mean, I was a 60-hour-a-week worker. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter how much you paid me. That's how much I worked.
Right.
People can really not do that if they want to. And I think that is more of the trend now than it used to be. We used to like get like imaginary badges because we were so busy and we worked so hard and we never had a free minute. Now people are like, nope, I can't do that. I've got XYZ planned.
Okay.
They just own it.
All right.
Make time for yourself by blocking it out on your calendar. Do you do this?
No.
Okay. I actually do. This is how I'm getting my 5 times of movement in.
Okay.
I schedule
it. Good for you. That's good.
And if I don't schedule it and someone wants to like have a call or whatever, I'll be like, okay.
Right. All right.
Like, why don't I just say, no, I can't. I got an appointment, but I can do it this time.
Exactly.
That's what you need to do. Okay. Instead of looking back and thinking about more things that you can do and more things that you can add into your life, you're supposed to think about things you can do less.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually pretty calming to think about, to think, just start checking things off a list. Like, I don't need to do this. I don't have, you know.
Yes, because you think you need to do all these things, but you don't.
Right.
So you just can decide to do less.
Okay.
Okay. Give yourself some buffer time to chill out after work before you start doing more stuff. Well, so a lot of people used to like the commute for this, right?
I love a commute.
Mm-hmm.
I really, because it winds me down.
Yeah, I had like a 2-minute commute always. Now I have like a 20-minute commute, but I'm not going anywhere ever. So it kind of is ruined, the idea of a commute. I would never live near 394 because I hate 394. Now I live right off of 394, but there's never traffic.
There's no traffic.
No. You're so right. I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
It's a perfect time to live there.
It's fantastic.
It's a perfect time to live there.
Yeah.
Okay. If you tend to talk about work a lot, which Kurt and I, this was our life for 15 years, come up with a safe word or a phrase that your loved one can use to help you snap out of it.
Pineapple.
I love pineapple. It makes me think of hospitality and food.
It does. I love pineapple.
Okay, so I have a safe word.
Okay.
I bet you and Lori talk about work all the time.
No, outside of work, we don't talk much. We send each other like text messages, and I always try to razz her.
Okay.
I always try to find something silly about Madonna to send to her because I know it gets her going.
Oh, isn't there? Like, I try to get her upset when I talk about the royals.
See, I try to. See, I don't know why.
I like to talk about Meghan Markle, and she just will not have any of it.
Same. I love to get her goat.
Madonna is just giving, like, gold to you on a daily basis.
It is. So I just send them to her and just wait.
Okay, another thing that you can do for your work-life balance is leave things undone, which is terrible. I'm terrible about that.
I have no problem in my not work life, but my outside of work life. Like you said, when I come home, it's not my ride home, but it's that like hour and a half when I get home that I sit down, decompress, and then it turns into 3 hours. So I'm very quick to put things off. Procrastinate, as Lily calls
it. All right. That's good.
It adds more stress sometimes because my list gets bigger, but it is nice to sometimes just say F it and I'm not going to worry about it, you know?
Yeah, I can see that. How about this one?
Okay.
If you tell your coworkers that you're not working after hours or you don't check messages after hours or you turn your messages off. Like, that's kind of freeing.
That would be.
When I owned a company, I would send messages at all hours of the day. Because that's kind of how I worked, and it's like when it's on my mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I would tell my team,
this doesn't mean you need to
please don't act on it.
Right.
Please leave it till it's just me clearing out my mind.
Right.
And you don't need, my urgency does not need to be your urgency. You get to it the next day.
Yeah.
That's good you said that.
But they didn't believe me.
I was going to say that.
Well, they didn't. She was a tyrant.
But but that's good you said that, because if you didn't say that, it would definitely be hard for people not to want to try to do that.
Yeah, so. They did it anyway. I should have just not done it. But
no, but when you're running a business every day, all day. That's the thing is nobody,
and you can't just shut it off. Think about things at different hours. Like I'll send myself notes at different hours. But, you know.
And, like, people don't take lunch breaks either. Remember the day? I work at a co-working space a couple days a week now because I needed to get out of the house. And there
That's
are, like, some people.
You, by the way.
Oh, it's been so excellent just being in a place with energetic people.
Yep.
It makes all the difference.
Putting on clothes, putting on makeup.
Yeah, and just, like,
somewhere.
People are talking and having coffee and whatever.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But what's stunning to me is I haven't probably eaten lunch in, I don't know, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
There are people there that, like, they get takeout or lunch gets delivered in. Like, they have a lunch every day. Yeah. That's like a 45-minute gathering session where they sit and eat lunch or they pack a lunch.
Right.
I'm just like, lunch? Who has lunch? But in the day, you did. You'd go out to lunch every day.
You'd have a glass of wine with lunch.
Oh, well, that was the days. I mean, that was the travel business, Julia. The rest of us.
We would have wine at lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And we worked in the same building as the restaurant. So you just walk back up to your seat.
Oh, that. Those are the martini lunches.
Remember Patty's?
Oh, yeah.
Patty's at the Colonnade. And then it was...
And she would sit at the bar. Do you remember her?
Yes.
Yeah, she sat at the bar.
Right. That was our building. That the Twin Cities Reader was in back in the day, the Colonnade.
It was like the nicest building in the Twin Cities. How was an alternative newspaper doing business out of there?
I have no idea.
It's crazy.
And then I went to Carlson Towers, and then we had the Carlson restaurant.
They got a nice spot there, yeah.
We had our nice restaurant there, too. I mean, I worked in nice buildings.
I know. I live right by the Colonnade, so yeah. I drive by it and just think, I can't believe we worked here.
Oh, gosh.
And we knew a gal that used to be at the top. She'd go onto the top level of the parking ramp in her car, and she had vanity plates. And she'd be having sex in her car.
Yes!
With the vanity plates. And we all knew who she was.
Was this in the 80s?
Yes.
Just living the dream.
Yep.
No cameras.
But just it'd be like, oh, so-and-so's up on the 8th floor again. Yep. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Oh, my gosh. Those were the days. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We've got a little bit of music news. Happy Monday.
Ooh. Remember when you'd get a case of the Mondays? Because you'd be like, oh, Monday. Now, like, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's all the same.
What's going on? All right, so here are a couple things that we know about.
Last I left the show, talking with Lori, I learned a new term that has disturbed me ever since.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
No. The BDE.
Oh. Pete Davidson?
Oh. Yeah. Energy and like what okay, so there's that.
We're doing them in Hollywood speak.
Okay, because there was the other word that she had too. Grant, what was the other word?
Oh, it starts with an S, and it's when you take your private area and you just start hitting things with it. Remember, it was a Pornhub category that she found. It started with an
S. She is very dirty, demented, disturbed person.
That one I can't remember. That one goes beyond my nasty mind.
She does think about sex more than most people ever will
in their whole entire lives on a Monday.
Yeah, she does. You know, so today is, you know, the celebration. A lot of people have the day off because it's Martin Luther King's birthday. It was the birthday on the 15th, but we celebrate his birthday today. And a couple things about Martin Luther King is that I never knew this before. You guys probably did. In 1933, his father, a Baptist pastor, traveled to Germany and became inspired by Protestant Reformation leader Martin Luther. After that, King Sr. changed both his name and his son, 5-year-old son's name.
Wow.
Because he was born Michael King Jr.
I actually did know this.
I didn't know that.
We used to have this dinner that celebrated Martin Luther.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Martin Luther.
The Protestant.
Right.
Reformer.
Right.
When I was like a kid in our Lutheran church.
Sure. Okay.
And I just always thought it was that we were celebrating Martin Luther King.
Right.
And about 10 years ago, something came up about the dinner, and I said to my dad, oh, well, when we would have those Martin Luther King dinners. And he was like, what? I was like, you know, the dinners that we have for Martin Luther King. Right. Turned out we were actually celebrating the very white Martin Luther, who was the reformer.
Right. Isn't that funny?
It's one of my dad's favorite stories to tell.
I can see the confusion. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah. You know, on Good Morning America, they had all these kids, you know, they're so informed talking about, you know, their Martin Luther King and his dreams and his wishes. Should we just play it for a second?
Sure.
This is really sweet.
Yeah, let's check it out.
The question was asked how Dr. King assessed our progress in achieving his vision for America.
The heart of the people is the heartbeat of the country.
I feel like we're taking baby steps toward success while we should be taking giant leaps.
Racism is one of the biggest problems in the world right now, and it really shouldn't be, because there's only one race, the human race.
Dr. King envisioned a world of love, not hate,
and he constantly told us not to go backwards, but forward.
Dr. King wanted all people to enjoy the benefits of equality. His vision isn't too difficult to achieve. Do you agree?
He fought for equality for all, and he fought for justice.
He stood for kindness, respect, and helping other people to learn not to be disrespectful.
He makes me think that if someone else is getting treated wrong or bullied, I could stand up for them.
Isn't that sweet?
Oh, I have goosebumps, and I feel like I'm going to cry. Listen to kids, when you just listen to like the way that they see the world and the way they see the adults in the world acting like such complete creeps and jerks.
Yep.
So true.
And they're just, you know, they're just at school or in their communities trying to do the things that they learned at school or that they taught to be just good people,
right.
To be kind, to right. be courteous, to... It's just like the adults that are just such a bunch of creeps.
It's true.
It really is.
And it seems befuddling to them
yeah.
that if they can do it,
right.
how can all these adults be racist creeps and fools and jerks and unkind? It just makes you pause.
It made me smile.
Yeah.
I got goosebumps just listening.
No,
kids, they were so cute. And what they were saying was, it seems so simple.
It
but
is
yet
simple, it is. But you forget.
Everyone yeah. messes. Yeah.
Oh, I know. You forget and you get entrenched in yourself. And that is when you have little kids. I miss that. I miss having a little kid in my life who.
Innocence.
Yeah. And I have a niece who's in seventh grade who said something to me just like over the weekend. And I stopped and looked at her and thought, wow. That's profound, you mm-hmm. know, like she was just, I don't remember what it was that she said.
Their observations,
but, yeah.
their outlook, their yeah. Hopefulness.
And the way they think about like just life and music and fashion and art. And that's part of why you got to get out of your house sometimes and yeah. just experience what's happening in nature, what's mm-hmm. happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like you said, they're being so young. The innocence brings out such a genuine response, mm-hmm. whereas we are so clouded by our other pre-existing beliefs or not beliefs, just things that we've seen or we are accustomed to seeing and not wanting to see. But with these kids, when they come up with this stuff, it's purely from the heart, you feel like, because they're not persuaded one way or the other, left or right, or well, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah,
it's beautiful to see. So I'm jealous that you have that
so
presence.
Helpful.
Like your niece, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, little kid, I'm telling you.
Yeah, the real little kids, too, that have no filter.
Oh, it's the best.
I don't really have a filter either.
Really?
None of us do.
It's
no,
a little,
Stephanie wins.
I actually don't
have
a filter.
She has excelled in this since I've known you, and Lori doesn't either. Hers is different. You guys are you're some of my favorite people in the world.
But it's a lot sometimes.
No. I loved it. You'd come into a sales meeting when we started working together in the late 80s, and you would just say stuff, and I just think, wow, she really just said that. And she's right, but she just said that out loud or whatever
I know.
It is.
I've gotten a lot of trouble in my life.
But it's good and it's bad. You know,
I was going to say, it probably brought you a lot of places as well,
yeah,
as much as it may have gotten
on.
You in trouble. You, it's probably propelled you
yeah,
in the
probably
same
Yeah, probably both. Probably both. But I learned to be, it was my husband's grandma said, honesty is no excuse for bad manners.
And that
was a lesson that took me a long time to learn.
You know what? That is such,
and I'm still learning it
that
sometimes.
Is such a great saying.
Every yeah. adult is still learning that at some time.
Honesty is no excuse for bad manners.
Yes.
Mm. So.
Brilliant. Okay. But when you were talking about the Mondays and the blues, and I hate that this day comes with this because every year I see it, you know, on... in the machine, in the system about things that happened today, and it's the third Monday in January, and they say because of the weather and where we're at, and there's Christmas is, you know, the holidays are over, you don't have any, they call this the most depressing day of the year. Have you heard this?
No, but I can totally see it. There are, and I think I maybe became more attuned to this as I've gotten older, there's kind of depressing months. Where, like, there isn't a lot of fun things that you have planned. The darkness here in the Twin Cities, living in, and the cold, Also, November here is a hard month for my husband. That he is so crabby the entire month of November. I think next year I'm going to send him somewhere.
Send him somewhere.
Like, go to Arizona for the month. Do something. Like, that's horrible allergies during that time. It's getting dark. He's so crabby.
See, I think the hard month here is March.
I like
that's
March
because you can that's get the horizon.
That's you get hope.
Yeah.
Well, or maybe it's February. There's one of them when football's over and the Vikings.
February's only 28 days.
It's usually when football. Well, usually that lull is when baseball ends. But I don't know. I would say probably the end of after the Super Bowl till like March 1st.
Maybe that's it. That might be a hard time. I feel like, but days are shorter and lighter. Everything's getting better.
Oh, that's
the best part.
Yes.
Yeah, but the guy that said it's called Blue Monday, and he's a psychologist, and he just said holiday debt, failed New Year's resolutions, bad weather, blah 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 blah. But basically, he said he came up with it not with the intention to make the day sound negative, but to inspire people to take action on their life. And these things are just little, you know.
I do like the idea, and a lot of people have turned Martin Luther King Day into a day of service.
Love that.
I do too. And I actually think everyone should be required with their job, with school, whatever are organized,
right?
That we should have to do X amount of service a year. And that you still get paid through your job, or right. If you go to school, you get credit. Mm-hmm. But that's just a requirement.
Because I think that just leads to such goodwill and makes you feel good about yourself.
Absolutely.
And you build different relationships and see different parts of our community. I agree.
And the world needs help.
It does. And when we come back, we're going to Hollywood speak because some headlines need some help. we'll be right back.
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
All right. Here is some Hollywood speaking that we have to do. Okay.
Okay, so, and is it about Pete Davidson?
Well, it's Pete Davidson adjacent. How about that?
Okay, adjacent.
Adjacent. So
it's my worst segment.
Okay, so
I'm never good at it. I feel inadequate.
I bet you'll do better with Julia. When Lori's around, she gets that whole like sexual vocabulary that takes us into a new realm.
I'm not doing that today.
Yeah, you'll be all right with Julia.
I'm fine. Okay, so. Yee, which is Kanye West's new name.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we know what a big baby Yee is. Baby. So Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's daughter, Chicago, turned 4 this weekend. They had a joint party with her sister's baby, Stormy, which is Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott's daughter. And Chicago. So Stormy in Chicago.
We're not talking about weather.
I was going to say, was it Stormy?
I know.
Did you see, though, this was like the 4-year-old birthday party of your dreams.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Barbie party.
It was a 4-year-old dreams.
And dollies. And there were balloons. And their names were spelled out in bright, colorful pink. One of the girls was wearing like a pink furry jacket with pink cowboy boots. And like they just couldn't be more adorable. And there are cookies with their names on them and cupcakes of glitter.
Darling. Well, Kanye West is being very outspoken lately and saying that Kim Kardashian is denying him access to his children. So he goes on social media on Saturday and says, gosh, I've been denied getting access to my daughter's birthday party. I've called.
I don't believe it.
I called Kim, texted the nannies. I got on the phone with Tristan Thompson, who asked Chloe, won't anybody give me the address to my daughter's birthday party right now that's going to imprint her mind that I wasn't there for her? And so basically he contacts Travis Scott and he gives him the address. And so when he comes to the birthday party and security stops him, he calls and they let him in. But he's such a dinkus. Miranda's trying to throw Kim under the bus because it was always planned that he was going to have a birthday party at 4 in the afternoon for his daughter. And with all the kids, and she was having one at noon. So he's trying to make her look like this bad person because he's such a baby. But then we go to find out, like, he really wants to be there for her. Well, he never made it home for Christmas. He never made it to his son's last birthday party. And he's trying to put all this blame on him. So I just think Yee is just Yee. He's a pain. He's a grown-up baby pain.
Yuck.
I'm surprised she stayed with him as long as she did.
Oh, right.
Like, I would have had 6 months of tolerance.
I know it.
And I don't care they how cool you are, how much money you have. At the end of the day, I got to look over at you being yourself. And I don't think I want to do that anymore.
I agree. But I think her mom knew everything they needed to get out of Kanye, got it. And I think they finally realized.
Then I'd be mad at my mom for throwing me under the bus for the family.
I agree. Well,
she's been doing that. Not throwing her under the bus, but they've been planting that type of, you know.
I watched
world their whole life.
Julia, I was thinking about you because I watched a David Letterman conversation that he had with Kim Kardashian where they went to the CVS together.
That was like the beginning of COVID or whatever. Yeah.
I just had such a different sense of who she is.
She's very kind.
Yeah.
Normal.
And all things reasonably, yeah.
She's reasonable.
Yeah. I felt like when she talked about her dad and the whole OJ Simpson situation.
Very smart.
She's made lemon out of lemonades. Those Kardashians, they don't party, really. They work their butts off.
Yep.
And if working your butt off is getting in shape to take a photo, I mean, they work their butts off.
Yeah, literally.
Literally. I think I have respect.
Or work them off.
I have
whatever.
Respect. Mom's a genius.
100%. Yeah.
She's a genius.
Oh, that's why I said what I said. I mean, yeah. I don't mean to like say that she put Kim through anything wrong. She knew what she needed to get out of Kanye. She got it, and they're gone.
Yeah.
Like that everything with her is strategic,
yeah.
Played out, well planned, and it is for a purpose.
Yeah.
But you won't hear Kim talking about him.
No, you won't
hear her talking about his birthday parties or his girlfriends or any of that because
she's above it.
And she's above it because she wants to be responsible about her kids.
That's the thing. That is always the thing, I think, in any situation.
Ann Tressler
will tell you. We just were out with her last week, and we always talk about this. You are divorcing this person, but you made you have a family together, and it is so disrespectful to diss the other parent in front of your children. Back in the day when our parents got divorced, this was common.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would throw my mom under the bus. My mom would throw my dad under the bus. They would say horrible things and never knew the repercussions or anything. Mm-hmm. There was no divorce etiquette at the time when my folks got divorced and maybe yours. I mean, they were just awful to each other.
Even with friends, like luckily enough, my parents didn't get divorced, but my best friend's parents were getting divorced when we were kids. And I was in the middle of it when I would go hang out with my friend, his dad would be bringing me into the whole situation. Like,
Be an adult, grow up here.
I love that you say that. Yeah.
Up. And
we used to go home and like report back on dad's girlfriends.
Oh, mm-hmm.
There was the one with the Coke bottle glasses. And yeah, we were mean. We were like, then this one came on the scene.
My dad had a slang name. I mean, we had weekend mommies.
Yeah.
And he had a very interesting name. And then, but my parents, they couldn't stand each other for a few years there. And then we ended up having events
Thanksgiving
together.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I just would like to say, it sounds all good and like you're having this one big happy family event, but your kids really don't want you to do that either. It was awkward.
Well, when they do is when they're grown up and have their own kids and don't want to have two events anymore.
Fine. So my parents were both remarried. They brought their spouses and we all sat together at my Thanksgiving and I was just like, oh, this is brutal.
Okay. Cardi B says she's close to tatting her son's name on her face. I really want to do it. She had a baby boy with Offset last September, I believe, and we still don't know the name of the boy. And so she wants to let us know the name of the boy by tattooing it on her chin. That's where she'd like to get it.
Go away.
I know you guys like her. Isn't it her that gives you the giggles?
She gives me. I like her.
I just feel like I want less of her in my life.
I'm with you.
I like her. I don't know why. I like her.
Yeah.
I like her outgoing. I like that she's outgoing and doesn't give a bleep.
I used to like Snooki.
There you go.
Okay.
That's a good comparison.
It's exactly how I feel about her. Sooner or later, she'll go away and we'll stop hearing about her. At least she has talent. Snooki was kind of just funny.
She was.
That was her only talent, was comedic.
Right. No, I
Cardi
think
B can, she can she's got sing some talent.
And she's, I think she's, I like her. I think
I know,
she's refreshing.
And you can like her. And I do. I'm going to just be over here going.
But when I'm going to tattoo my son's name on my face, I really want to do it. I always think, oh, dear.
He really wants you to do it. He's going to wake up.
He's 4 months old.
Yeah, he's going to be at seventh grade and like, Which one's your mom? The one over there that has my name tattooed on her face.
The one he brings his girlfriend of, or the future wife home and he's like, here's my mom. Oh, yeah, my name is tattooed on my mom's.
Yeah, like talk about a mommy complex. God.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and Grant, you're an only child, so you for sure have a mommy complex.
Oh, I
so
do.
Your wife has to like compete with your mom, and you don't have your mom's name tattooed on your face.
That's true. That's true. But there is you got to tote that line very fine. Because
I'm sure you got to support the wife, but your mommy's boy. Yeah,
my mom is all my world, but Lily is my entire universe. So
and he needs to respect her.
Yeah.
She needs to respect her.
Exactly.
And then everyone gets along.
Everybody gets along. Great. Mom is my world, but Lily's my universe. It's pretty easy.
God, oh, that's so cute. They've like articulated and thought that through already. You've clearly had a moment or two with this.
No,
subject.
I literally just thought that up.
It's really good.
It was good. Yeah. You can tell your mom
you can
that.
Write that on a shirt.
You can put a star on your face for Lily and a universe on your or a planet on your face for your wife.
Oh, it's so true.
You can use that when you propose.
That's not a bad one, right?
No, you
aren't
should.
Aren't you married?
I think you know.
Are you just living in sin?
We've lived together for 4 years, been together six, and this summer is going to be a big summer for us.
Well, tomorrow's a big day because Lily passed her test.
Her boards, and she's her pinning ceremonies tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
Grant's got the day off
tomorrow. I will be out tomorrow honoring her for that
pinning
big day.
And you know who's co-hosting tomorrow? Patrick Richardson, our laundry evangelist.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
He's got a show. And
I know,
he's
Discovery
all Mr.
Plus. He's on Mr. Laundry, so he's going to be in tomorrow. That'll be a first time with him.
So get your laundry questions ready.
Oh, Donna already left one for him. So if anyone has
them, we used to call my mom Janet Jacaruso. Remember the Target lady?
Yes.
My mom was the master with laundry.
Isn't that something? And yesterday he had the thing about it had just snowed and it was cold out. And if you have stains in your area rugs, you flip your rug over and put it in the snow for like 15 to 20 minutes. And it literally freezes the stain out of it.
Oh, genius.
And then you bring it in your house and it flakes off.
Break it off. That is genius.
Wow.
If you don't follow him,
cool.
It's Laundry Patrick on Instagram. And that was just Saturday's tip. And we did pretty good at Hollywood Speak. We had two whole things.
Yeah, we got into Mama's Boy world there.
Yep.
When we come back, I want to know, do you think this is the grossest habit ever? You guys are going to tell me when we come back. This is Lori and Julie on My Talk 107.1.